to say that you should not have desireness, that doesn't mean that you should not take the actions. But sometimes on the path of our normal life, we will have desires.
Yeah.
If you want, and we know that some of the desires when we are trying to achieve, there will be failures.
Mm.
So in this path, we are always
impelled by desire, yes.
So how to take these failures in the path of virtue?
So that's where the practice of Nishkam Karma comes. Let's say I want promotion or I want a pay rise. Therefore, I am working well. I may equally do now this. I want promotion. Therefore, I am working well, which implies if I am under Rajas, I'll show that I am working well. It's not enough that you work well. You must present yourself. You must wear a suit which impresses. That is Rajas. Or I may want the promotion, but I may do it under Tamas. I am doing, but deep inside, when somebody else gets it, I say, what is this? This shouldn't happen. Or I may do it in a sattvic impulse. I want promotion. I want recognition. I must do my job really well. All three different things. Now, where does yoga come in? I will do these things, but I may or may not get the promotion. I will accept it, whatever comes as the divine will. Now, that's where the little tuning or tweaking begins. I have done. Now this is only possible when we do it with the offering to the divine. Meaning thereby, I'm using a modern language, that there is a backup plan. So I want promotion. I have to, whatever work I'm doing, let's say medicine practice, whatever, I want money, medicine, let's say. So I'm doing my work well and there is another, same profession, same specialty who is also sitting. Let's say in a Manipal hospital, there are two doctors. I have not worked there, so nothing to... So they are both working. Now there is a competition also. So I am doing my best. I want to be my best, which I am doing. Now, the tweaking that must be done is that I am doing my best. I want to get recognition and pay package raise and promotion. But I will offer this action to God within me and then I will act. Still the desire is there, but I have put a backup in progress. Okay. So first thing is that I have given it to the divine. Then I am acting. And then when the result comes and I am not recognized, then I have to once again remember that, look, I have to practice this. So if it comes pleasant, painful, I again offer it to the divine. As is your will. I am sad, to be frankly, but you take care of everything. So first what will happen, it will clear the mind of too much cloud. So we are acting under desire during the action, but in the beginning and the end, we are offering it to God. That becomes our backup. So what is implied within it is yogkshem vahamyam, that what he needs, thinks that I need and knows what is best for me, he'll do. So surrender must come with it. So that's how one should. But otherwise, desire is very difficult even to recognize it is, as I said, even yogis, so-called yogis, partial yoga, people do, and it's under the impulsion of desire. So one has to be, but with this practice, just nishkam karma, remember and offer, and yet do your work very well. You want a pay raise, it's fine. So slowly, slowly, one will see that one begins to get more and more tuned to the Lord automatically, and he says, "Ho gaya na bahut, khel liya." He may even start granting. After some time, he says, "Kya hai yaar? 4 lakh or 10 lakh mein kya hai?" You automatically, the change will come. It's okay. What will you do? You know, the mango is getting ripened from inside. You'll see. That's why we had the concept of grahastha ashram. So this is a phase of life when we act under desire, but always dharma is behind. So there comes a life when you have played with it and you say, it's okay. And then automatically the change comes that I want to do something higher, do seva, that change will come from within. But if one has not done that, this practice, and just blindly continued with desire, so many people, one of teachers means... Teacher, not my teacher that way, but during my MBBS days, a teacher who became major general in the army and jumped from his house and committed suicide. Why? Because he was slated to become lieutenant general, which is the last Post you can become, but he didn't make it and he committed suicide. Now that's sad. Because you are impelled by desire. You are never happy. Because always there is something else which is in front of you. That's the problem with living only blindly by desires. There was a cardiologist sitting next to me in the chamber. He once told Aloka, I want some solution. I said, what is the solution? He said, when I drive the car, when I see a car in front of me, I want to overtake it. I said, it's okay. Overtake it. What is there to me to solve? He said, no, because then there is another car. No end. Another very interesting story of a CEO of one of the pharma companies. He tried everywhere. He says, I went to a psychiatrist. He told me that you take leave, you know, chill, take a break. He said, I became worse. So why? Because he took a break. There he went to play tennis, you know, big fellows of all these big hotels. He says, I played a game and I lost. Now, I couldn't sleep. I lost the game. So I wanted to play again. And I lost again. So he says, I have got very stressed out now. What do I do? Now this is an extreme. But something like that keeps happening in everybody's life. And one becomes more and more frustrated. That's why the problem of that kind of life is that it's very pleasant in the beginning. But it becomes bitter towards the end. Whereas the life of yoga is difficult in the beginning. But becomes sweet and sweet as we move across. So move, let desire be there, but offer the desire in the beginning and at the end, the karma fall to the divine. So that in a way becomes yajna also, part of the yajna, offering. Then divine gives us tasty fruits, but don't do it for fruit, not even the fruit of personal mukti, because then it's like, ultimately, you are asking. Actually, very frankly, you know, if you give to the divine, it's such a joy. Just this idea. Imagine, you know, this consciousness, that power which has gone into creation, that knowledge, that love is with you. That ananda is with you. What will one ever want after that? Because anything else you may get in life can not even remotely compare, not just quantitatively, even qualitatively. And once one begins to experience it, it becomes impossible to act under the impulsion of desire. It's like after having drunk the amrit, you are getting gutter ka pani and saying, okay, let me drink it. Because you'll immediately know, oh my God. So that's the difference. It's a delight actually. The path is full of ananda. It's not a path which leads to some kind of blankness and detached person's image, very wooden face and doesn't smile. That's not yoga. That's a show of yoga. Okay, so.